Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 17th episode of Loud and Anxious. This is Serena.
And this is Murat.
How are you, Murat?
I'm good. I'm in the middle of my long weekend, so I am much more energetic than last week.
Okay, and also you're doing a kind of a music project, let's say?
Well, I think we talked about this in one of our first episodes, that I want to build a home studio.
Yeah.
Now, finally, I did the arrangements to start building it, and probably next weekend or the week after that, we will start to build it.
Yeah, and it would take like another week, right?
Yeah, he said that the guy who will build said from 5 to 7 days, and I think so too, because the room is fairly small.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it will get even smaller.
Yeah, because it's enough to have like rehearsal room.
I think so, because I will have my drum, and I will also refurbish my guitars and put there.
Yeah, cool.
I am not sure if I will set up both my drums, so the electronic one and the acoustic one. But let's see. First, I will set up the acoustic one. If I set up the electronic one, it also takes some space.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. And I also started. We were chatting with my wife, and I want to buy a nice laptop so that I can start recording stuff.
Oh, like a Mac, an Apple, right?
I am not sure. Yeah, Apples are good, but. I still think that a PC would be better due to the for the software's compatibility. The PCs have a broader range, but also most of the masters and mixers, they use Macintosh for a reason, because it's just faster, but it's also so expensive.
Yeah, indeed.
You can buy a much better performing PC, a Windows PC, to nearly the half price of a Macintosh.
I don't know. I see that everyone that records music use a MacBook. So I thought that, MacBook or Mac in general. So I thought that this is the right system or the right machine that you need to use to do this for whichever reason. I don't know, conversion to digital
From performance point of view, Macintosh take better performance of their hardwares. So if you buy the same build in a PC, in a Windows or a Macintosh, you will have much better performance in the Macintosh. But then the price doubles. So when you pay the price that you buy a Macintosh and build a PC, they have very similar performances in the end.
Okay.
And if you want to use non-registered software, it is much easier to find them for Windows than to Macintosh. If you use Macintosh, then you need to pay for everything, basically. One thing that is good for Macintosh, their inbuilt recording software is actually very good. But it's also as expensive as what was the name of the most famous one?
Of what?
Of these recording softwares. Avid something.
What?
Avid.
Avid?
Yeah, Avid something, I guess.
I don't know.
Pro Tools.
Pro Tools?
Pro Tools, yeah.
It's
Avid Pro Tools, I guess. So it's, I think, the most vastly used. It's around 700 euros, the license. But also the one that comes with Macintosh, if you want to do some serious recording, you need to pay something like this.
Okay. Well, I think it's very good that you're using this time to make a rehearsal room. Will be useful when we are be able to meet each other again. And
rehearse, actually.
Yeah, you can rehearse and stuff. From my side, I'm thinking to make like a table only for recording. Here in the room, I'm thinking maybe I will check in internet which kind of stuff I need, like a microphone holder, like a serious one, and so on. But I think it's the time, you know. I have the space, I have the money, so why not? At least every time I don't have to rotate my table, so we can actually record. For the rest, I have no motivation to continue with my music project. So they are on hold since 6 months. I'm too depressed, honestly.
Yeah, it's understandable. It was very hard for me to also really tear this unhappiness, so to say, because I realized that for the last 4 or 5 months, I was very stationary. So I kept sitting in the same chair, and how I understood that, my chair started to degrade. Really, all over the place, my chair is falling apart. So I thought that maybe I should do something else. And I know that spending money is not the best, but it's also motivate me. So if I create this room and buy the necessary stuff to start recording, I will also push myself to refurbish my guitars, to start writing songs. I even started to rethink to maybe get some vocals lessons because one of my, I know it's very ambitious, but one of my dreams is to record an EP or a few songs at least, that I will do everything. So I will play the guitars, I will play the bass, I will play the drums, I will sing, and I will play the synths. So I know it's a quite ambitious thing to try, because I don't have any experience of singing, but I think it will, but I have the time.
Well, let's see. We still have a long way to go before being completely free, so still time to stay at home and do crafty stuff. For now, it is what it is. We can spend the time on it. Anyway, what are we going to talk about today?
Today we will make like an episode from the season one. So we have some metal news that, or gossips, so to say, that we want to talk about.
Yes.
And also we, it's been 3 months in the 2021, and we have lots of releases in metal scene that we never mentioned in our episode. So we will mention some of them.
Yeah, but I don't know if you noticed, actually, compared to the last year, to 2020, the releases are much less.
Correct. Yeah. But I was surprised that there were so many releases from the bands that I actually follow, but I didn't know, because last year, because of this podcast, each week I was checking for the releases. As in our concept, we were talking about new releases. But this year, I was only listening the release of the new album of Soen, because I really liked them. Other than that, I was not interested in other new releases. It was a nice exercise this week when I was preparing for this episode.
I also thought, you know, also a lot of memories came back to my mind to listen to metal music, because it was, it's like, you know, long time that I listened to everything except metal. But one thing is that anyway, I like to discover new music, so I always jump from a genre to the other. But from the other side, I don't know, I kind of stop, and then today I was listening to the album I wanted to review, and a lot of memories from past concert of similar bands came to my mind, and it was so sad, but also kind of refreshing.
Yeah, well, I generally, I'm more monotonous than you, so even if I listen to other genres, they are somehow related to rock music from one point or other. I think that I was also in my, again, post-rock phase, so I was listening to slower musics. I was listening to lots of Emma Rutrandel lately. But yeah, I really listened to only 5 or 7 songs of her that I really, really like. The other ones are kind of boring. But I was also listening to a one-person band called Soap and Skin.
Okay.
I think she's an Austrian lady. She only plays piano and sings. I really like her, and I don't know how to categorize that. In my opinion, her songs are like nice ballads, rock ballads, but I think it's called something else. It's not pop or it's not rock. It's just herself and the piano. So I was listening to these, but lately for this episode I checked their new releases. Some of them were a bit underwhelming, because when you see the name you would expect something nice to listen, but yeah, some of them was also nice to hear.
Okay. But then let's start with the metal news.
Yes.
Well, actually metal gossips. I don't know if we discuss about the death of Alex Delahio in the past.
Yeah, the first episode that we recorded after his death, we mentioned, but back then they did not announce the cause of death. But yeah, we had our opinions.
Yeah, but we didn't share because we were not sure that actually
it was a nice thing to do.
But if it would have been me, honestly, I would have said it because I'm really a bad person.
Kind of, we were right after all.
Yeah. So, as Murat said, Alexei Laiho died in his house in Finland unexpectedly. And it was kind of mysterious for the band members because, no one knew actually yet, like a big disease going on.
Cirrhosis, basically.
He died, and for a while it was okay like this. We did not have any further information. Mm-hmm. But probably, I don't know if everyone knows it, but Alexei Laiho he has a child and a wife, but it turns out that this is not his legal wife. So in the past, Laiho was married to the lead vocalist of Synergy, in which he also played, Kimberly Goss. And even if at the press they said that they were divorced after, they are actually still legally married. For me, it's really strange. I don't know. Probably there were like a discussion ongoing, or she stopped the process to divorce legally. We don't know. But the thing that happened was that when the cause of death was established, they actually sent the documents to Kimberly instead of to Kelly, that is
his current partner.
Exactly. And Kimberly decided to share to the public, and the result was that actually Laiho died because of the degeneration of his I think liver.
Cirrhosis, basically.
He had cirrhosis, and due to this, basically at a certain moment,
the liver didn't work anymore.
Also due to the fact that at the moment in which the autopsy was made, it was also that they also found like a lot of drugs, drugs like medicine. And pills and so on, so probably this contribute to degenerate the system that they just collapsed, and then he died. From there, there was like a big reaction from Kelly because she was completely against the fact that Kimberly shared this to his fan base, Alexei fan base. Plus, probably now there will be like a huge fight due to the fact that there are two women, and I guess that Alexei has quite some money. Because he was in Children of Bodom for like 20 years.
More than 20 years,
I guess. In the past, they were quite big.
When metal still did money, they were big.
And there were CDs, right?
CDs and lots of t-shirts, etc.
Yeah, so I think that Kelly started to publish this message against Kimberly like as a start of a war because of Alexei's legacy. So Alexei has a child with Kelly, but he's married with Kimberly, so I guess that both of the women will fight to have the biggest chunks of money. Besides that, honestly, what I think about the fact that Kimberly shared the cause of death of Alexei, it was necessary not. I don't think this damaging anyone.
No.
I mean, he's dead anyway, right?
Yeah, that is correct. And also, believe me, everyone knew that he was an alcoholic.
Yeah.
And it was very well known that he had drug problems also. So.
Oh, really? This I didn't know. I know that he was drinking crazy. But for example, the thing... Honestly, I'm surprised that not all Children of Bodom are so messed up, because when you you went to some of their concerts. Have you noticed that everyone is constantly drinking during the concert?
No, of course I didn't see the backstage, but in the concert area, I think Alexei he was not drinking while playing.
Maybe
just some beers.
No, they were drinking. I remember the keyboardist, he actually came on stage with a bottle of Jack Daniels.
Yeah, that's very common though, yeah.
And I mean, okay, maybe it's just for you know, visualization, because men, since they're men, they need to show that they're machos, and one way is
and
just to
drinking
show,
whiskey from the bottle,
which is ridiculous. I mean, also when they record the backstage in documentaries and so on, they're always drinking.
Drink, that's correct.
Always. Yeah. For me, I was like, I feel so sick looking at them drinking all the time. And they were mixing, they were drinking super alcohol. It was really like, I don't know.
How do you survive like
exactly.
this?
Exactly. Yeah. I was so surprised that they were the survives for such a long time.
Yeah.
I also think that at a certain moment, the other children of Bodom kind of, you know,
quit that lifestyle.
Yeah, maybe. Exactly. Because I remember I was following the buses because I'm in love with the buses. It's like one of the most handsome world in the men in the world. And I was reading some of the Facebook messages, I think it was, or Instagram, and he was actually saying that, you know, after a certain time, a man needs to settle up, like have like a quiet, not quiet life, but, you know,
regular life, normal life, monotone
life,
yeah.
You know, I was making this reflection. Yeah, these thoughts writing down. Yeah, when you see Alexis always like getting crazy. And then also all the stories about bringing him to hospital in the middle of concert tours, whatever. Honestly, I don't even know why he wanted to push himself so much.
Yeah, I don't know. But those people are generally those creative people. I mean, I don't say rock musicians only, but the creative minds. They all, most of the time, they look something to control their thoughts. So that's why I think that many of them has alcohol or substance problems. That's how they can settle down, I think. But also when you are an addict, so when you start drinking at the age of 16, 17, when you start playing and you become an alcoholic, actually it's not that simple to quit in a environment like this. Because literally in concerts and festivals, those alcohols, they just flow. And if you don't have a very strong will, you cannot resist, in my opinion, the temptation. I also, for instance, I was reading the memoirs of Mike Portnoy. He had a big drinking problem. I mean, really, like, home-breaking kind of drinking problem. And I think he decided, and they canceled, I think, some concerts so that he can settle a little bit. And then since 20 years or so, he's not drinking anymore in the concerts or in anywheres. So some of them, they can do this jump in their life if they have a stable family life or if they have a stable salary, etc. So if they can find some ground, they settle. But some of them, they just cannot. So there are lots of... I see lots of metal or rock musicians, they become vegan, they become alcoholic, etc. after a certain amount of time. So until they are 40, they drink the shit out of everything. But at 40, they start to feel that their body is degrading. They try to change themselves. Some succeed, some of them don't. And that's why generally people that we thought that they were very old, actually they are not so old, and when they die we are surprised. He was only 55, he looked like 65 or 70.
I think that we will hear about it for some time now with all the battles. When I hear this kind of stuff, I'm a little bit sad.
Those things shouldn't be public, in my opinion. This can happen to anyone. You can be married in a divorce process with someone and have a kid with another one as an engineer also. And when you die, there will be some problems to divide your money or divide your homes, house, etc. And no one will care. But when you are a musician, all happens in Instagram or Facebook, everything, everywhere. And I think if those women would respect him, it would be better to keep it quiet in between them.
No, they will not do it. I mean,
But I don't really respect them. They shouldn't do. They shouldn't play public, in my opinion, in these kinds of situations.
Honestly, I'm more at Kimberly's side than Kelly. In the way that She did something, I think, in goodwill, like to reveal how why Alexei died. And Kelly publicly threw shit on her, unless she call her and yeah, and ask her to how can I say to not to reveal. But also Kelly did another thing. So since Kimberly is the legal wife, she can decide when he will be buried. And at the time that the message was put in Instagram, Kelly was complaining that Kimberly was delaying the moment of burying Alexei because she could. And she wanted to reach Finland in order to be there while she could see Alexei being buried. And honestly, I do understand Kimberly. I mean, at the end, if she wants to be there and she lives, I think she lives or either in US or in another continent, and we are under COVID. So unless that she's allowed to do it, because I think at the certain moment the government will say, sorry, we cannot keep the body outside for longer. But until she can do it and she wants to be there, why she should not wait a little bit? I mean, so also threat Kimberly because of this, for me, is pointless.
Yeah, I think it's a very useless kind of a cat fight, online cat fight. I don't know what they want to achieve.
The thing is that I believe that, okay, I guess that the child of Alexei will have money from legacy because he's the child. But now that Kelly lost Alexei, honestly, yeah, she will be just
no one.
Also Kimberly, I mean, I don't think the synergy are so big, but at least they are playing the, I mean, she make the band and she will continue with the band, but Kelly was nothing before and she will be nothing after. So I think it's also something related to it, because if you don't care, you don't write it on Instagram, right?
Yeah, correct.
So
let's see. But yeah, for me, it's a very disrespectful thing to the memory of a deceased one to have a fight like this online.
For me, it's ridiculous. Yeah, I mean, you are 30, 40 years old. Why you're writing stuff on Instagram?
Yeah.
I mean, if you really...
There is only one... Sorry to interrupt you. They do this to get all the attention from the fans. And the social media really helps people to satisfy some feelings, some needs to be heard or seen. And... believe me, 2 months after this discussion, no one will even remember their names.
No. Well, of course, Kimberly will be remembered because she has her own band. But no one... I didn't know that Alexei was married, for example. Yeah. So, yeah, she will be nothing after him.
Yeah, yeah.
But, okay, maybe I'm... I feel it too personal because I'm one of the person that is caught by these catfights and gossip stuff, which I'm really ashamed of it, but it's like my drug. So, yeah, it's better than taking real drugs. Should we move to the releases?
Yes.
As always, I was into it and I lost the time.
So let's start with your release because mine's are a bit more multitude.
So I have actually one release. I was lazy, but I found a really good album in my opinion.
Okay.
Recently a band called Arakiri for the Sky released his new album that I forgot the name. One moment. Well, actually, I did not forget the name, but it's kind of complicated, so I need to open it. One moment. I lost the page, of course, because I was checking other gossips related to Alexei.
Let me start then while you are checking.
Okay.
Okay, so in the last 3 months that we were not checking for new releases, I took attention on three releases. The first one was from the band called Lake of Tears. It's a band that I really like from the past. They were doing some fantasy-related doom metal.
Fantasy-related.
Yeah, one of the songs is called Raistlin and the Rose, and I have a tattoo of Raistlin on my arm. So that's actually how I found about them. And I really like their songs. This album really reminded me of their earlier and the albums that I liked. So it's very dark, very low tempo. The songs, though, they were a little bit too monotone. So the songs really, they looked like a big song, that never ending 45 mm-hmm. minute songs. The album felt like that. Only there is the song called Ominous 2, which was a beautiful song. So just even for that, I would really recommend to people to check it. And the name of the album is Ominous. The second album that I want to talk about is the album of Soen. They released, I think, the album in the February, if I'm not mistaken. Now I'm trying to check, but I think this album I was listening. In the end of January, the album is called Imperial. I think this is one of the best prog rock album or prog metal albums that I listened as a whole. I think it's on par with Virus. Last year release of Haken.
Okay.
So really good, extremely technical. I think they wanted to show that they are also capable artists, because their songs are more softcore prog, so to say. So they do some tricks, but generally it's more nice to listen. But these, they achieved that it is, they still have that vibe, to easy to listen, but I think they are really technical. And one nice thing, they are all their songs, they gave very strong political or social messages. I think this is something really nice to see. The last album that was released and I listened was the Moonspell album called Hermitage. I think Moonspell started to become a bit dull in the last 3 or 4 albums. I was not hoping that this album also would be different, but I was very positively surprised. I think it's a beautiful, beautiful Moonspell album, the kind of album that make me fall in love with them in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they did a really good job. I think this album came after 5 or 6 years of not releasing anything, and I think they really took their time to make something, to recreate themselves.
Okay.
So of course it's dark, it's doom, it's heavy, but it's beautiful, and I really like the vocals, of course. The last album that I want to talk about is not released, but it will be released in the 30th of April. It's the new Gojira album called Fortitude. I'm looking forward to it. They already released two singles from this album, and both of them are excellent. So I think this will be the album of the year for me.
So you're just betting.
I think it, I already like Gojira.
I really like them mostly because they talk about important things.
Correct. True. And again, the albums are, I think that both songs are about important things in the world. But I think their drummer, so the brother of the
singer,
I think he is, if not one of the best drummer. And you can, I really like his style.
Mm-hmm.
I really like how powerful he plays, and also I really like the voice of the singer.
Okay, yeah, I'm not really a huge fan of Gojira, but I do realize that it's a very good band.
Yeah,
and it's one of the few good bands that they're actually French. I have this hate against France,
For something, if you want to feel better, they were raised in the United States. They are French,
really?
By nationality, but they were raised in the United States. So,
but they really have a French accent. I think, okay, their parents are
their
French.
Their parents are, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so no, probably they are bilingual.
Yeah, probably. But I think because they also speak very good English. I really like them, and I had a ticket just before the
corona
started to see them. I was so excited about it, but I hope after the corona with the new album. Also one thing about the drummer, he's actually an artist, an all over artist, and he's doing some paintings, and the paintings are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first time, because also the
like
Emma Ruth Randall also she paints, but it's like I can also paint stuff like this. But this guy's
maybe it's paint by number. Can you imagine?
Yeah, like, but I also checked his paintings, and they are sold to quite expensive, 5-10,000 euros per piece.
So this is actually the first musician that we know that is rich.
I'm not sure if
not for music, but
but for something else. But really, you need to check. His website is mostly about art. Mm-hmm. His personal website. And he says that he's also the drummer of Gojira. So
like in free time, you know, yeah. It's amazing.
But yeah, I really like this guy. I think his brother also, yeah, all over the band, I really like them, and it's very nice that they sing about important stuff, as you also mentioned.
Yeah, I love artistic people.
So
it's my time finally.
I think your band.
Yes. So I was talking about Arakiri for the Sky. Do you know them?
No,
of course not, because it's a post black metal band. I heard about them quite since a long time is English, I'm not sure, but I know them for a long time. I never listened to them, so I said okay, they're releasing new album called Mere. I think it's the right pronunciation. That is actually I saw somewhere, I think in Bandcamp, that is like a spirit from some legend or culture or whatever, but it was not really explained. I suppose it, or maybe they created because of the album, so it was not really clear, the description in Bandcamp. But anyway, as I said, it's like a post black metal band. When I listened to them, I connected more to this kind of a third wave of black metal that I mentioned in the past episodes. They're actually Austrian. So what I said about the third wave, that is mostly German, that these are Austrian, so also it's more or less the German, same. But their label is German. And I also really like them. Even if it was the first time that I listened to them, I really enjoyed their album. And it's kind of in the same, let's say, cliche as the other post-black metal bands. Like you have all these elements from black metal, like, you know, the blast or the certain type of effect on the voice. But you also have like much more brighter atmospheres. The thing that I didn't not really like is how they treated the voice. So as I said, they trying to use the standard way of effect the voice, but even like they put it really, let's say, lower respect to all the other instruments from a sound point of view. But result for me is that you remove the voice and it's still really good. Okay. So it's kind of unnecessary. Yeah. And honestly, for a band in which one of the, I think the founder is the vocalist, it's a kind of strange that they decided to do like this. I wanted to mention them. Actually, they started in 2012, so they have quite a lot of albums, I think 4 or 5. Actually this is the fifth. I would say that is a band to follow. Also, I saw the reviews in Bandcamp, because a lot of real true fans they write these reviews on Bandcamp, and I think that they're quite true. I mean, I prefer to read the reviews on Bandcamp instead of to Metal Sucks, Metal Injection and stuff like this. They all love it, except the fact that the voice is strange.
It's really, I see.
But for the rest, also the production is amazing. I actually surprised that they were so created during quarantine. But it's a very good album.
Yeah, it's nice to hear.
And do we talk about also the ocean or?
You can.
You also listen to it or not?
No, I did not.
Oh, then you listen to Cult of Luna.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought that you were listening to The Ocean, and I found that they actually released a new album, so I listened to it. I like it. I do not really like this new direction of the vocalist that sings in clean most of the time. I prefer him screaming. The clean voice is not suitable for him. For the rest, the album is amazing. I think it's even better than the old one, But yeah, it depends which kind of music you like. Yeah, I think that this is much more various. The others, mm-hmm. they were more, they had one color. I don't know how to say mm-hmm. it, no?
Monochrome.
Yeah. is, mm-hmm. I don't know, just to give like a metaphor. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think also it's a very good album.
Okay, I will listen. But you also mentioned the Cult of Luna. They also released a new album. I think it was quite nice mm-hmm. to listen. I always like the Cult of Luna albums. They are always powerful. I wouldn't really listen to it in repeat.
Mm-hmm.
But every now and then you have this anger towards everything. Then Cult of Luna is the band to listen.
But they recorded alone this time, right?
I think so.
Not with another Julie Christmas.
No. It was themselves. No, that if you're asking that. So there are some albums that we can mention from some big named bands like Nervosa, Therion, Accept. I really like them. It's a German hard rock band mm-hmm. actually, but I think the last 20 years they only do the same song.
Yeah.
So again, this album, if you like Accept, maybe you will like it, but for me it was boring. As we mentioned, Cult of Luna, I think, is a very nice post-metal album. If you like folk music, Korpik, Lani, they also have a new album. I really enjoy them. From if I'm slightly drunk or slightly tipsy, those guys are so fun to listen. I'm just going through the list. Sirenia, I didn't have the time to listen, but I really like this band. It's, I think, one of the my favorite female fronted bands. So they released a new album. Lake of Tears, I also mentioned. Alice Cooper, they released a new album called Detroit Stories. I never liked them too much, so mm-hmm. if you are interested. Epica released Omega. I think it was the one of the most boring album, with also the Nightwish album from the last year. I think they came to the end of their creativity,
mm-hmm.
both Nightwish and also Epica. The songs that they create are nothing like the big hits that they used to mm-hmm. create. Creator is a compilation album, sorry. I continue, and I think Rob Zombie has a new album. I don't like them. Batushka is a very interesting band. They have a new album. Serge Tankian has a new album. Liquid Tension Experiment, they have a new album oncoming next week. Next month. And finally, Halloween, they will have a new album in 2 months. Just to mention, if you are
bored at home, waiting that quarantine will finish, you know what to listen, huh?
Yeah. Well, some of them would be interesting albums, but I also don't have much expectation from Halloween album.
No, I'm not going to listen to it. Yeah. Are you joking? No, I will focus more on underground bands. Mm. I think it's the right moment to mm-hmm. do it.
Well, I was really looking forward for the Epica. The mm-hmm. album, because I liked them very much when I was younger. I still liked some of their songs and I think they are really good, but the new album was so boring, unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Even the video clips are boring, and I really think that Simons is one of the most beautiful girl in the scene,
mm-hmm.
but even they made her look old and boring.
Oh, okay, this is not good for a girl. Yeah. Look old, I mean.
Yeah, but I think because of the dresses that she wear,
mm-hmm.
she really looked like she's near retirement, I would say. She doesn't look like energetic anymore. So she was just in a very fancy dress, standing and doing something with her hands.
Maybe she's pregnant.
Yeah, but then why make a video clip then?
Because you have to release a video clip. Yeah, but
they can do something else. Because I see the video clips of Lacuna Coil. The Christina Scabbia jumps all over the place. So I know that she's 50 years old, but she's all over the place, to be honest.
Yeah, but she's quite active, eh?
I know, but now she's getting very depressed or very lonely or something. She started to post stuff from her bed now.
Oh, do you know who is his new boyfriend?
She has a new boyfriend.
Yes, I actually discovered because a friend of mine mm-hmm. that she's... So, I don't know if you know, but Christina was a coach in one of these X-Factor / The mm-hmm. Voice in Italy
mm-hmm.
for a while. So, she became also famous in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if you're a metalhead or not, but you know
she was a celebrity in television.
Yeah, mm-hmm. let's say like this. So, a friend of mine that doesn't listen to metal, She started to follow her on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how she managed, but she probably in one of the posts, her new boyfriend was linked.
Mm-hmm.
And then she also added the boyfriend. So she showed me this boyfriend. And he's the owner of a metal pub that is actually not so far from my parents' place in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 1 hour and a half. And it's kind of a famous pub, actually, mm-hmm. in the north. And I think he's a little bit younger than her. He's very handsome. He looks mm-hmm. like a Viking. I don't know if they're still together, but mm-hmm. I think that they checked the post. I was checking it, I don't know, maybe 3-4 months ago. But mm-hmm. also, it's very curious for me that when she makes Instagram stories, photos, whatever, it's never there. Maybe in some...
Mm-hmm.
But you know when she recorded this stalk,
mm-hmm.
you never seen him in the apartment. So I'm wondering if they are living together.
I don't know.
But yeah, this is not something that actually matters to our listeners, I think. But you know, as a gossip girl, I always go through it and trying to find the truth.
Good for you. Okay, so I think this is it for our episode.
Then see you next week.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.